2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, tonight's RTE Primetime will be examining how lots of Irish men are being influenced into negative masculinity and how that affects those around them. Primetime reporter Jack McCarron is back in with us again. He's been working on it and he is here with me now. Jack, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Yeah, thanks many for having me, Laura.
Jack, what does the term negative masculinity mean? I've mentioned it, you know, two or three times this morning now.
I suppose when we talk about negative masculinity, it's something that's almost indefinable, but what we talk about when we're looking into it is this kind of messy online world of influencers, forums, podcasts that are mostly targeting young men. And oftentimes it can start out with quite harmless self-help, fitness, confidence and motivation videos, but very quickly it can steer into darker stuff, and that's content that's blaming women for all of men's problems or pushing kind of alpha male ideas and the idea that maybe empathy and vulnerability are weaknesses to be mocked. So those are kind of the areas that we're talking about when we speak about negative masculinity.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about Rob Mulhern, who chatted to you guys for the show?
Yeah, so I spoke to men over the course of about 2 months, men who had experienced engaging with content that we're calling negative masculinity content. And Rob is going to feature on Primetime this evening. He's a man from Donegal who is speaking on the record because he wants to share his story to hopefully inform other young men who are engaging in this type of content. And Rob's experience kind of mirrors a lot of the other men that we spoke to. He had a period of grief in his early 20s where he lost a friend to cancer, and he told me he had never dealt with grief like that before. So yeah, to search for answers, he went online and started just seeking out self-help videos. How can I deal with this grief? Because like many young men, they don't have maybe role models or mentors that they can speak to about this stuff. And initially he said he found a lot of the content very helpful. It helped him frame the grief that he was experiencing. But very quickly he started being served other videos that were maybe promoting less helpful ideas, ideas that were confrontational, ideas that were more angry in their tone. And what he said happened very quickly was he started just aping these ideas in social situations. So he would just keep repeating the same things that he was hearing online. And he says it was affecting his personal relationships. People were not wanting to spend as much time with him. And he says he couldn't understand why. He understands why now, but in that moment of kind of emotional turmoil in his life, he found himself on a path that was not helpful to him, not helpful to his own personal relationships. And so he's going to speak about the impact that had on him on Primetime tonight. And in his case, he says he feels like he's grown and he's happy with the place he is at now in his life, but he wants to just show that it can happen very quickly. This all happened to him in the space of around 4 to 5 months, and he said he was probably only 2 months away from becoming even more severely radicalized.
It's absolutely mad to think, because all of this content, we can all consume it. Like, it comes up on my feed, and so many times as someone who has clicked on to these videos of real, real negative masculinity, I've clicked into them and then I've gone, and I've gone on and clicked another one, and then my entire feed is full of them. And I'm a person who is not their demographic, is not their target audience. But I can see how it could just be fed to someone who has been fractured, who is suffering from grief, who is suffering from something they haven't dealt in their life, and then it just kind of infiltrates your mind. It's terrifying. Adolescence is something that we all watched, and it kind of became nearly a water cooler moment for a lot of people on this topic, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I think with something like adolescence, it allows people who view it to have a language to talk about the things that we're talking about. Yeah. So prior to adolescence coming out, yourself and your listeners and academics and researchers in this area would have been very aware that this is something that's happening out there in the ether. But I think for maybe parents of young kids, teenage boys, teenage girls, probably weren't quite aware. So the power of things like adolescence is it gives people the language to maybe identify some of the issues that their boys are presenting with, where maybe they may have said in the past, like, quite dismissively, that's just some kind of thing that's happening on the internet, not something that we necessarily need to worry about too much. But what we've found, and I think what most people will have found since adolescence has come out, is these things are kind of manifesting in real life increasingly.
Yeah. Emma, who are some of the experts that you do talk to on this topic?
Well, Dr. Caitlin Rager is one of the experts we spoke to. She's a digital culture professor at the University College London and author of a book called Smartphone Nation. And what she was able to provide us with was the context as to how this content is pushed into your timeline. So you spoke to me there about you maybe clicked on one video, all of a sudden you're being served these types of videos more and more regularly, despite not really having any interest in it. And what she says is, this content, this more angry and divisive content, is what keeps us engaged for longer. And obviously the social media companies, who maybe have a lot to answer for in this regard, they rely on people's engagement. And yeah, so it benefits them when people are engaged for longer, no matter how crass the content may be. And what she says, which is of the most concern to her, is social media has changed the way we think. It changes how we access and process information. And that, to me, is quite a scary thought.
It really is. It's a new world that we're all kind of navigating together. And we talked about Rob there a couple of moments ago, but like, what about the other people who've experienced the real life effects of this?
Yeah, well, I suppose part of the project, and it'll be shown on Primetime tonight, is we speak to men who have been sucked into this world. But obviously, that's one side of the issue. Obviously, the bigger side, arguably, of the issue is the people who are impacted by this type of content. So we've spoken to, in depth, over 20 teachers who have spoken to us about their experiences of this content making its way into the classroom. And the teaching unions also sent out a survey on our behalf to over 1,000 teachers. And they said over 85% of the teachers surveyed said, this is of real concern. This is happening in their classrooms every day. Teachers, female teachers, aren't being respected, and that the issue has gotten exponentially worse in the last 5 years. And just to give some news that we had this morning, we had a statement from the ASTI, which is the secondary school teachers, and they said, female teachers are now dealing with so many misogynistic comments and harassment from students that it's becoming nearly unmanageable, and that it has grown exponentially in the last 5 years. And this was Kieran Christie, the general secretary of the ASTI. He went on to say that most young people are great, but they're growing up in a digital world that can be harmful and need both protection and guidance to navigate it. He says the government should work closely with social media companies, many of which are based here in Ireland, to introduce and enforce stronger safeguards for young people online.
85% is, like, it's diabolical. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. I find it terrifying. And when I was in school, there were obviously issues of misbehaviour. But what seems to have made it more prominent is the fact that all these students are going to school with mobile phones and access to social media in their hands, and it's almost completely unregulated, which makes it more concerning again.
Speaking of that, and of this not being regulated, like, the Manosphere lives online. Are you and your team ready for the reaction that this is going to get?
I think that's just something that we deal with as journalists. I'm sure you deal with it yourself. When you're tackling topics that can be divisive, you're going to get a certain level of pushback, but it's just it's part and parcel of it. I wouldn't be overly concerned. Yeah. We feel like the work is important and worth doing.
You briefly mentioned this a couple of moments ago, Jack, but like, would you say that in some way people are getting radicalized by this content that is being thrown at them, you know, just, and it never stops?
Yeah, I suppose researchers that we've spoke to, including Richard Reeves, who's the president of the American Institute for Boys and Men, he would talk about how boys maybe are feeling left behind societally, and that terminology like radicalization probably isn't helpful, because it can just drive people further into themselves. So while there are elements of people becoming more and more influenced by extreme content, there is always hope. And as Kieran Christie said, most young people are great.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that a very small percentage of them maybe do consume too much of this content.
Primetime reporter Jack McCarran, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. I cannot wait to see the show tonight. How can people find it? When's it going to be on?
Yeah, so it's myself and my colleague Kate MacDonald have a special programme on Primetime tonight. It's on at 9.35 on RTE1 and the RTE player, and we also have a series of digital content at rte.ie/primetime and across RTE social media throughout the day.
Amazing, Jack. Thank you so much.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.